According to XL Energy, as of 4 o'clock this morning, only 400 of the people who had lost power overnight in Eau Claire were still, is it 400 or 700? They're saying, as of 4 o'clock this morning, just under 700 people still without power. Let's see if Jason Cans is one of them. Good morning.
Good morning.
You got power?
We have power. We have power, but our internet is still down.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing that's why our phone doesn't work, because that runs over the internet. So.
But we do have a good solid cell signal today. So, okay.
So far. Yep.
Yeah. I don't know. We're both kind of early bedtime guys. And so, I mean, it seems like the storms were, as they were coming in before 10, I was like, wow, I was telling listeners like after 1 in the morning, but it was kind of an early arrival, I guess.
I'm a little sad that I missed it. I have very vague memories of thunder happening outside, but I would have loved to have watched it more closely. But
where we are in Eau Claire, I mean, the ground was dry. So, I mean, it just seemed like, I don't know, but I heard other people acknowledging on Facebook and elsewhere without power. Yesterday we were celebrating the wonderful affirmative words you received on Facebook for just your posts in general, and one of our, I don't know what you call it, the best 5 minutes of the day crew, we say we are family here at WWIB, and we mean it, but also we've got those who are just kind of part of the team, the early morning team, and Keith and Owen is one of those, and you know that, we've passed on good messages from him, but he chimed in yesterday, and in fact, he stopped in with one of his sons later as well, as they were headed into Eau Claire for some things, but he said, "Mark, while I can't see the social media," so again, he's visually challenged. He says, "Listening to you and Jason just tells me that Jesus is here with us through people like the two of you." So that's pretty cool.
Beautiful. That's amazing. Thank you. That's so good to hear.
He says, "My friends and my brothers in Christ through the radio." So yeah, good stuff. Thank you, Keith. So
yes, absolutely.
It's kind of like a bouquet of flowers verbally, right?
It is, yeah. Mm-hmm. Again, we've said this before, but those encouragements are always welcome and great to hear.
And having said that, I'm going to go in the complete other direction, because after covering the Hope Village News Conference in Chippewa Falls yesterday, kind of blending my jobs, I thought, well, I'm in Chippewa, make some calls for my One Source Imaging sales job. So calling around at various businesses, and I go to one, and a guy comes to the door, and I thought his shirt said what it said. I thought about throwing this out to Caleb like a possible trivia question, but I'll just go ahead and reveal. His shirt actually said, and now let me just even pause before I say this. You're a guy, sometimes you've actually made kind of homemade t-shirts, right?
Yep. We have a Cricut machine, so I've made some. I haven't done it for a while, but I've made my own t-shirts. I still have a couple of them that I wear.
What are there some that you can share, what you've put on the shirts?
Yeah, so the one that I still have that I think I wear, it says holopsuka, which means wholehearted in Greek. Mm-hmm. So then people say, well, what does that mean? And then I can tell them about wholeheartedness. But I've also had one that says love up, down, in, out, that sort of thing. So,
So this was the opposite direction, the other end of the teeter-totter, because this man's shirt said, I hate people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it said, I hate people, and I was a person at the door. Knocking there. So anyhow, it said, I hate people.
How did that sales call go?
And then actually it looked like, if I had to make it out, it looked like maybe there was an ape on the t-shirt. So.
Okay, sure.
I was thinking Planet of the Apes, but then the question becomes, you make the call, you make the pitch, and he says, we handle that through corporate. But then it's sort of the question, like, do you go ahead and say, wow, that's quite the shirt? I mean, what do you do?
Yeah, right. Yeah, I mean, what's the benefit there? What's the potential risk asking that question? Yeah, that's a challenge.
I did not. But there's certainly, it's kind of like you can have some of these dramas or things, or people do these role player games where you have alternative endings, right? Like, I'd like to go back and say, well, wow, you hate people. I mean, I guess... I guess now I kind of wish I would have asked. So, anyhow.
Yeah, right. I'd be curious to know what the answer was.
I mean, people commend me for just doing cold calls by phone or in person the way it is, much less going someplace with a t-shirt of a gentleman larger than me that says, I hate people.
So. Right, right. Yeah.
Anyhow.
You could tell him I'm not a person. Yeah, right. I mean, I don't know what direction you go there.
I don't know exactly. So. Well, I have more on my mind, as you can imagine, but that's what we have time for. So, okay. But we do have time in terms of this portion, but we do have time for Acts 7. Let's do 1 through 2A for whatever that means.
Sure. It says, then the high priest asked Stephen, are these accusations true? This was Stephen's reply. Brothers and fathers, listen to me.
Mm-hmm. All right. And here's what you say in Letters to the Beloved. Acts 7 contains one of the first recorded sermons from the early church. Although Stephen was facing a council opposed to my son, he took the opportunity to trace my son's story through the law and prophets. When the high priest asked him, is what is being said about you true? Stephen spoke boldly in the power of my spirit. And we leave it right there, kind of a cliffhanger.
Yeah. You know, again, I think people who are familiar with this, right, it's this beautiful sermon where Stephen just kind of walks through tracing a line all the way to Jesus. And it's just, you can just feel the power of the spirit as he's telling this in this section.
Yeah, absolutely. So, all right. Thank you, friend.
So, again, be safe as you're out and about. And we will regale you with some phrases that 20 years ago would have seemed pretty absurd if they came out of someone's mouth.
Yeah. Imagine 20 years ago, which were in the early 21st century, somebody goes, I have Angry Birds on my phone.
That would have seemed odd.
Yeah.
Phrases that 20 years ago would have been quite odd. How about this one? I store my contacts in the cloud.
It's like, what?
Hmm?
Why not in your contact case? Here's another phrase that would have seemed odd if you heard somebody say, my internet is down, so I can't watch TV.
That happened to us last night, actually.
Ah, yeah.
Phrases that 20 years ago would have seemed quite absurd. Hang on, I'm going to Google it.
Mm-hmm.
That is one that really would have raised some eyebrows.
Yeah, it seems like it's been here forever, that phrase. But here's another one going back to 2004. Might have seemed odd. Hold on, I'll just take a picture with my phone real quick.
Real quick.
Uh-huh.
And how about this one? She added me as a friend last night. What?
Yeah, yeah. And finally, a phrase that might have seemed odd going back a couple of decades. I got to stop following so many people. I don't have the time to see what they're all up to.
That actually would have seemed quite creepy back then.
So many of them tied to the internet and social media, right?
Indeed, indeed.
Yeah. Tuesday trivia on the Wib Wake Up Show. Your chance to win on this rainy 68-degree August 27th.
Maybe you want to go to the movies. Well, we have a chance for you to win two passes to see a movie of your choice at Micon Cinemas in Eau Claire or Chippewa Falls. Maybe you want to go out and see The Forge. Well, you could go if you're able to solve this at 715-723-2555.
Mm-hmm. It's a Tuesday staple of the Wib Wake Up Show, and we've got our question.
The question is this. Each week, over 5,000 people are injured by this. By what? 715-723-2555. Each week. Over 5,000 people are injured by what? By this. 715-723-2555 for a chance to go to the movies with a friend. 715-723-2555 for Tuesday trivia here in the Wib Wake Up Show. Every week, each week, over 5,000 people injured by what? Injured by this. 715-723-2555 if you'd like to take a guess.
As always, we need those brave, courageous leaders to step out and say, I'm not afraid to potentially get a wrong answer. I'll lead the way. Lead the charge. 715-723-2555. And who knows? Maybe you get the right answer and you win the tickets right off the bat.
You never know. There are times on Tuesday Trivia's history, illustrious history, where we have been surprised, perhaps even shocked, where we thought, hey, this could take a while, and then someone gets it right away. So
I think I was shocked when Greg Stewart came in this morning and said, hey, new music from Russ Taff, which you heard in the last set right in the middle. Let's go to the phones. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Lena from Trina.
Hi, Lena.
Is it dog bites?
Is it dog bites?
Oh, yeah, that's a good guess. Yeah, you get those. That even becomes a press release sometimes, but that is not what we're looking for.
Thank you, Lena. 715-723-2555. Each week, over 5,000 people injured by this.
What is it? 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Linda from Chippewa.
Hi, good Linda. Morning. Speak on up, girl.
I think it's tripping. Tripping in your house or in the office over something like a open file drawer.
All right. That's very specific. Tripping, but we'll just say tripping over something. We'll make it general. Is it tripping over something?
Who just told me that he had slipped, banged his head against a brick wall, got a concussion,
Ow.
I was like out of commission for a couple of weeks. Is that it? That's not it.
Thank you, Linda. Call us back, 715-723-2555 for two tickets to the movies at MyCon. Each week, over 5,000 people injured by what?
So far, we've exhausted the guesses. The phone lines, if you call right now, you go right on the air, 723-2555. Over five, you know, sometimes it'd be like 5,000 people a month. This is 5,000 people a week, so.
Yeah, so fairly common.
Yeah, it is. But we may be done until 8:15.
715-723-2555 if you want to jump in. Otherwise, if you want to think about it, we'll bring it back next hour and give you another chance to go to the movies. Each and every week, over 5,000 people injured by this.
Meanwhile, it was a big day in Chippewa Falls yesterday as groundbreaking for Hope Village, breaking ground on their much-anticipated affordable housing development, the primary focus of their $2.7 million capital campaign. Yesterday's groundbreaking brought in Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez.
This is amazing what you guys have accomplished here. And we should be looking to you for your leadership in all areas of Wisconsin.
Founder and Executive Director Mike Cahoon says a number of other Wisconsin communities are asking for help to do the same thing.
We're currently working with 9 different communities. So oftentimes we'll have a community come and visit us and take a tour, and we'll sit down and talk to them for a couple hours.
WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show. Tuesday Trivia, round 2.
The number to call, 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. We want to send you and a guest to a movie of your choice at MyCon Cinemas in Eau Claire or Chippewa Falls. If you can be the first to call us and solve this, each week, over 5,000 people are injured by this. By what? Every week, over 5,000 people injured by this. 715-723-2555. If you think you know, no penalty for wrong guesses. So be bold, be brave, give it a guess. 715-723-2555. Every week, over 5,000 people injured by what? For a chance to go to the movies.
All right. And we had a couple of guesses last time.
Yeah. Dog bites was incorrect. Also, tripping over something was incorrect. We heard from Prentice. We heard from Chippewa Falls. We'd love to hear from you in your city. 715-723-2555. Tuesday Trivia here on WWIB. Again, 723-2555.
Here come the guesses. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Sherry calling from Fairchild, Wisconsin.
Hi, Sherry. Go ahead.
Is it stepping on a Lego?
Is it stepping on a Lego? That seems like it would be quite common.
I don't want to laugh at that injury, but yeah, what is it that... That's not it, sorry.
Not stepping on a Lego. Thank you for calling from Fairchild, Sherry. Call us back, 723-2555.
Wonder how many people do get injured that way per week. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Roy from Eau Claire.
Hi, Roy.
So let's say having something fall on your head.
Okay, sure. I mean, Acme and Looney Tunes taught me that anvils can be anywhere and everywhere.
Yeah, that's right. Could that be it? Yep. Something falling on your head, that's not it.
Thank you, Roy. Call us back, 723-2555, 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah.
Tammy from Wausau. Go ahead, Tammy.
Is cutting yourself cooking?
Cutting yourself cooking.
Oh, yeah,
over 5,000 people injured each week.
Spend a lot of time in the kitchen. Could that be it? Sorry, Tammy.
Each week, over 5,000 people injured by this. Injured by what?
That was a great guess. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Crystal from Grim River.
Hey, Crystal.
How about going to work?
Injured going to work. I mean, I suppose there's a lot of different ways that you could get injured going to work.
Yeah, okay. Is that possibly it? Sorry, Crystal.
Thank you for the call. 715-723-2555. We want to send you and a guest to a movie of your choice at MyCon Cinemas in Eau Claire or Chippewa Falls.
Caleb, if I already called and I got a wrong answer, am I done or can I guess again?
You can guess again,
all
sure.
Right, that's
why
good
not?
To know. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Roy again.
All right, there we go.
What do you think, Roy?
Okay, so how about getting burning yourself?
Burning yourself. Yeah, a lot of different ways you can do that.
A more specific, maybe kitchen injury, though it doesn't have to be the kitchen. Could that be it? Sorry.
Good guess, though, Roy. Again, each week, over 5,000 people injured by this or injured doing what? Injured by what?
All right, 3 more before we take a break and go back to music. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Angela. I'm calling from Chippewa.
What do you think, Angela?
And how about a paper cut?
Oh, yeah. counts as an injury, I guess.
And yes, I mean, and again, common because we're saying every week here, is it a paper cut, Angela?
Could that be it? Sorry, Angela.
Good guess, though. Oh, I do not like paper cuts.
Yeah, they're annoying. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tony from Menominee.
All right, Tony, good to hear from you. What do you think?
Exercising.
Exercising, yeah, right? I mean, that's eat less and exercise, supposed to be the plan to a healthier life. Could that be it? Sorry, Tony.
We're down to our final guest before we push this off a little bit later in the hour.
You're the last one before we take a break. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Ken.
I'm sorry, Caleb. You're really good at making it out, but who is it?
This is Crystal again.
Okay, Crystal.
Crystal from Jump River. Go ahead, Crystal.
How about putting on your shoes?
Putting on your shoes. Over 5,000 people injured by putting on your shoes. And again, as we get older, I mean, there's a lot of things that can kind of get thrown out of place when you put on the shoes. My wife wonders why I don't tie my shoes a lot of times and just kind of nudge the laces and step on top of them.
Yeah, yeah. It could be something for the older. Is that it? That is not it. We're going on to after 8:45.
Thank you, Crystal.
Thank you to Crystal and Roy and everybody who called 723-2555. And so we'll give it a go again, one more time today at least, after 8:45.
Tuesday trivia on the WIB Wake Up Show. Try number 3 for a chance to give you and a guest free entry to a movie of your choice at Micon Cinemas in Chippewa Falls or Eau Claire. Multiple locations that you can choose from. Lots of great movies. I'd certainly highlight The Forge. A lot of great buzz for that one after opening weekend. But you have to win your way in. If you want these tickets, 715-723-2555 each week. Over 5,000 people are injured by what? Every week, over 5,000 people injured by this. Give us a call, 715-723-2555.
All right, let's go to the phones. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Chris.
And where are you from, Chris?
I live in Thorpe.
All right, good to hear from you.
I missed the call the first time this morning. So this time I want to say falling off a ladder.
Falling off a ladder. Over 5,000 people injured weekly by falling off a ladder. Chris from Thorpe, is that what it is?
Sorry, Chris.
Good to hear from Thorpe, though. Cardinal Country, call us back.
723-2555 is the number you call, like Chris did a moment ago. And we could use your call right now. Lines are empty at the moment. 723-2555, 723-2555.
Again, every week, each week, over 5,000 people injured by this. Injured by what? Every week, over 5,000, 715-723-2555. We have a pass for entry for two to have a movie of your choice at Micon Cinemas in Eau Claire or Chippewa Falls. 715-723-2555. Give us a call here for Tuesday trivia if you'd like to solve this. Again, we've had a number of incorrect guesses, which we can regale you with if we need to,
but go ahead,
guess away.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Tony from Menominee.
Hi, Tony.
What do you think?
Impalement.
Yeah, that's pretty rough.
Over 5,000 people injured by this, by what? Is your getting impaled? Yeah. Hopefully not.
Yeah. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Linda again.
Hey, right. Linda.
I think it's maybe running up or down the stairs.
Okay, getting injured going up or down the stairs.
All right, that's a good guess. Could that be it? Sorry, that's not it.
But yeah, injured by stairs, sure, that can happen.
It can. People are saying, you guys got a hint for me? Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Lena from Prentice again.
All right, Lena.
Is it boating accidents?
Is it boating accidents?
Yeah, 5,000 people a week, especially in the warmer weather, but that's not what we're looking for.
Thank you, Lena. Each week, over 5,000 people injured by this. Injured by what? For two tickets to the movies.
What do you think?
I'm thinking it's paper.
Paper.
All right. Well, we had paper cuts earlier.
And what's your name? Where are you calling from, by the way?
This is Dan calling from Gilman.
Dan from Gilman. All right. Pirate country there. Yeah. Dan from Gilman, is it getting injured by paper?
That's not it, Dan. Sorry.
But again, trying to think of something, I guess, reasonably common with over 5,000 people injured every week.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? I'm sorry. Go ahead. Linda again.
Good morning. You're on the air. The WIB Wake Up Show, Tuesday Trivia.
All right.
I guess you're not on the air. 715-723-2555.
It's Linda.
All right, Linda.
Again.
All right.
I'm thinking maybe getting hit in the head or a body part mm-hmm. by a slamming baseball.
Okay, getting hit by a baseball. All right. Is it getting hit by a baseball? 5,000 people every week, over 5,000 people a week. Is that it?
Not it.
Oh.
All right.
I would not want to get hit by a baseball.
Yeah.
It's part of the reason I didn't play very long.
All right, let's take one last guess. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Gloria Floyd.
All right, Gloria.
Wondering if it's not so gracefully falling up or down stairs.
You know, that was actually just guessed, is getting injured on the stairs, going up or down stairs. Do you have a bonus guess here, Gloria?
How about stubbing your toes?
Stubbing your toes. Mm. That is quite common.
Not just stepping on a Lego, but stubbing your toe. That's not it. Aaron Rodgers did that a couple of years ago.
So. Yeah, that seemed to hurt quite a bit when he showed it to the media later. Thank you, Gloria.
All right, well, that's going to do it this time around, and that means we'll bring this back for Win It Wednesday here on WWIB, and your chance to win that pair of tickets for the movies at MyCon.